Masechet Baba Batra Perek Yod Mishnah Vav. Here we'll talk about a shtar, a loan document that became destroyed. The information on it got wiped away. What do we do in that situation? Mishnah says, Mishnim Hak Shetar Chovov. Somebody's loan document was accidentally erased. Let's say all ink fell on it, or it fell into water and the writing became unreadable. So now the lender has this document that he wants to collect from the person who borrowed money from him, but the information is problematic. So we say, Me'idin alav edim. He could bring witnesses to testify that they knew what was written in the document. And they come before the Bet Din and they make a certification. They prepare a replacement document for him, and he could use that replacement document to collect on his original loan. It would need to include all the details of the original loan as well as the date. That becomes important for lien purposes, as the Mishnah will elaborate on at the end of the Perek, to enable a person to collect the repayment of his loan. It begins on that date. Ish Peloni, and the document starts off by saying, Ish Peloni bin Peloni, the following individual who was the son of this person, Nimhak Shetaro, his document, his loan document was erased, Beyom Peloni, on this date, Uploni, Uploni Aidav, and the following people are his witnesses that tell us that it became erased, and they sign on that document, and the replacement document with all of the proper info is given to him. And it's instead of the original document, and now the lender could use it to collect the loan that he gave out. The Mishnah is now going to talk about a new case. If a loan document was partially repaid, we can't leave that original document in the hands of the lender, because if the original loan was $100,000 and $50,000 was paid back, then he's still holding on to a document that says $100,000 is owed to him. And it's not true, because part of it was paid. And then he could take that document with the wrong amount and try and get $100,000 from the person who borrowed the money. But we also can't ask the lender to give the loan document back to the borrower, because then he has no proof that he's owed the rest of the money. So we have a machloket. What do we do in this case? Mishe para miksat chovov. Somebody repaid part of his loan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yachlif, says Rabbi Yehuda, they rip up the old loan document and they write up a new one. The borrower has to prepare a new document with the money that he still owes to the lender. They rip up the old document and the new document is given to the lender. Rabbi Yosei Omer Yichtov Shover, says Rabbi Yosei, no, they don't write a whole new document. They keep the old document, and a receipt of payment is given to the borrower to show that he has proof that he repaid part of the loan. He keeps the original document. The lender keeps the original document, but the borrower then holds on to a receipt showing that he paid partially. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda answered Rabbi Yosei. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that a new document is written up. He tells Rabbi Yosei, who says a receipt is written up, Nimsa zeh sarich lihiyot shomer shovro min achbarim. Rabbi Yehuda tells Rabbi Yosei, that's not so fair. We're now forcing the borrower to accept the receipt that he partially paid, and we're forcing him also to guard this receipt to be eaten from mice or from getting lost. If he loses that receipt, the lender would be able to collect the entire loan, original loan amount, without deducting the partially paid amount. So why should we trouble the borrower in such a way? Amar lo Rabbi Yosei. Rabbi Yosei answered him, Kach yafehu. This is a good arrangement. It's better for the lender. The borrower now is going to feel the pressure to pay back faster because he's worried that he's going to lose the receipt. And the lender's power shouldn't be weakened just because we're worried about the pressure of the borrower. So according to the Biyose, if we made the lender accept a new document, we would be weakening his ability to collect the rest of the loan, not to mention the different dates that are going to be used on the new contract. So we're sort of now post-dating things, and it makes collecting off of a lien property quite difficult with that new document. So therefore, according to him, we allow the lender to keep the original document, and we write a receipt for the partial payment, and we give it to the borrower.